Manning is under center. Tight trips to the right side. Here's the handoff. McGahee makes a nice cut. He's got big yardage right up the gut. Willis is going to be out over the 30 to the 34, close to the 35-yard line. That's where Glover Quinn, the four-year safety at New Mexico, with the tackle. But a gain of 15 on the first snap of the game. First down, Denver. Texans moving right to left. Start about a football length inside their six-yard line. And Bronco players urging the South Standers to make some noise. Walter and Johnson, tight slot left. The offset eye set the other way. A shot with a play fake deep in the end zone. Going to be hit and pulled down. And there's Doomerville's first sack of the year. And it goes for a safety. Elvis Doomerville with his first sack, a big one indeed, and Denver with a 2-0 lead. Matt Prater will see this ball spotted far hash at the 22 by Britton Colquitt, an attempt of 32 yards. Snap placement, Prater with plenty of height, and the Broncos are on the board once again with 8:41 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Prater from 32 yards out extends the Denver lead to 5-0 over Houston. Decker inside of Thomas, slot left, wing right with Tammy Andreessen. McGahee 7 yards behind Manning under center J.D. Walton. Decker in motion across the formation, play fake for Payton. Payton sets and throws. He's got Decker there. Decker makes a diving reception at the Houston 45. A beauty. He took it right off his shoe tops. Kareem Jackson beaten on the play as Eric Decker hauls in a pass from Peyton Manning. A gain of 35, first down Denver. Manning on a play fake sets up a screen. Here's Joel Dreesen with some room to run. Dreesen over 30, 35, 40. High hurdle as a defender and is going to be out close to midfield. I tell you, Peyton Manning did a good job on a play fake to Willis McGahee. Somebody was right there, but a screen pass setup goes for a gain of 30. Maybe that's what the Broncos offense needs to get going. Matt Prater, who earlier connected from 32 yards out, will have an attempt of 23 yards here for more points here in the first half. Snap to Colquitt, placement down, kick up, and it is good. So 23 yards in the field goal of Matt Prater, his second of the first half. And with 5:44 to go in the first half, Houston's lead is now 21-8 over the Broncos. Wesley Woodyard asking for some more noise. Bronco fans have not had a lot to be excited about here in the first half. This would be good to get Houston stopped. Third down and 9, Schaub in the shotgun. Five-man pressure. Schaub pumps once, steps away from a would-be blitzer. It's going to be intercepted, and here's Wesley Woodyard. Can he stay in bounds? Woodyard up the east sideline. Cuts back. Woodyard inside the 35, inside the 30. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds back at the Denver 40. Wesley Woodyard, the second turnover created by the Broncos in 10 quarters this year. First since Tracy Porter's interception return for a touchdown. Manning again in the shotgun. Denver only 1 of 7 on third down. And pressure again forces Payton to step and throw. He's got Decker, and Decker makes the catch this time. Forced out of bounds and hops over the Texans bench before losing his footing. But it's a first down at the Houston 41 with 10 seconds to go. Danielle Manning on the coverage, but a good throw there after a nice job of buying himself some extra time by Peyton Manning for 22 yards. This will be an attempt for Matt Prater, 53 yards. Snap, placement, Prater with plenty of leg, and it is right down the middle. So Matt Prater with 1 second to go before halftime. A howitzer from 53 yards out, and it cuts the Houston lead to 21-11.